считаю необходимым поддержать предложение Министерства обороны и Генерального штаба о проведении в Российской Федерации частичной мобилизации. Повторю, речь идет именно о частичной мобилизации.
Putin can't afford to be seen as losing this war. He can't back down, afford to look weak, because the survival of his world depends on it. So he's got to do whatever he can.
He is very desperate. He is absolutely cornered, and he simply has no manpower to fight the Ukrainians.
There's basically several waves of mobilization. The people who are getting the call first are men under the age of 35 who have this military experience. However, under Russian law, in practice, there is nothing stopping any able-bodied man from being drafted.
Я никогда не служил воинских, не проходил срочную службу, не имею военной специальности, не имею военной кафедры.
I think maybe there's a feeling that this is too little, too late to save the war effort. How motivated are these troops who are being drafted? So how are you suddenly going to train or retrain 300,000 men? So it looks already like on the battlefield that we're running out of professional soldiers.
Мой сын там сначала с самого февраля воюет.
Не надо было.
Надо было.
Не надо.
Сама тоже иду.
Сама тоже иди.
Пойду.
Я не пойду.
Мой дед воевал, чтоб ты ж где белый был.
Мой дед воевал за мою родину.
Это была война. А сейчас нет. Это политика сейчас.
The mobilization is not gonna be effective because Russia is resorting to its very old military trick of simply using endless cannon fodder to attack and attack and attack. This time, Russia simply does not have enough resources.
The war is being brought home, so now it's no longer a special operation that's taking place over there in Ukraine. It's coming home, and Ukraine's had mobilization since the war began, so now I guess Russians are getting a taste of that as well.